Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
I need you, touch me now.
Just wave your hands to Jesus, that I'll never leave here the same way.
I worship.
I worship.
everyone.
Say in my heart.
Lift up your hands to Him.
Lord, my heart, I open as Your healing, Your power pours on me. He stirred up in me. I'll never leave, never leave. I'll never leave somewhere. I'll be completely changed. There's healing in the flesh. There's anointing in the flesh. Power to change in the flesh. Lift up your hands and Lord, I'm ready. My heart is open. Fill me up. Fill me up. Lord, I'm ready. Oh Lord. Begin to sing to Him a new song. Yeah, but worship Him, hallelujah. Father, we give You praise. We adore Your name. My Jesus. I believe.
The depths of our hearts we worship.
Ah.
In your home, he's a wonder. I don't know why you came here tonight, but he's a wonder. Over every sickness, God is a wonder. They are a wonder.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are a wonder. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless and we thank you. We worship you, O God. We honor you. We give you the glory that's due to your name. We bless your holy name. Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You watch over us as we slept through the night. You fought battles for us once we do not know of, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Victory that you won more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. Thank you that we walk in your victory in Christ Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. Oh, Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us. You are Jehovah Nissi. You have a banner over us. You are Jehovah Sikunu. You are our righteousness. Oh, Father, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. We bless you and we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing and have done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. We bless your name, hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our children, our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Gloria masanderia gurumase. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercy are new every morning. Oh God, have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for negative thoughts and things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, that, Lord, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for not trusting in you completely. Forgive us of trying own ways. Forgive us, oh God, for not leaning and depending on you, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for deliverance in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. We cover our children with the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, nieces, and nephews, everyone under the sound of our voice. Let the blood speak for you, oh, God. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We thank you, Father God, because of the blood we have full access to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God. And the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us. And the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels to minister to us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. We pray, oh God, for more faith, oh God, and trust. And dependence totally on you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the Holy Spirit continue to lead us. Let the Holy Spirit continue to direct us. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you in the mighty name of Jesus. O Spirit of the living God, surrender this service. We surrender our lives. We surrender our hearts to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, Thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for the word that is coming forth. We thank you, Lord, for a revelation and understanding of your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you honor, O God. Let your word come forth in the name of Jesus. Father, let your word come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Father, I pray also for a fresh oil and fresh anointing for each and every one of us. Empower us, strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I love worship. Worship takes us, just takes, I don't know about you, but takes me to another dimension. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And it's something that we've heard so many times. You know, the Lord, every time you read the scripture, he reveals something to us. Hallelujah. There's something he wants to speak to us about. So let's read chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil. Fill your horn with oil. Fill your horn with oil. I want you to pay attention to that. Fill your horn with oil. Be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. But Samuel said, how can I go if Saul hears about if you will kill me? The Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate. I'm reading from the NIV version. Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, do you come in peace? Samuel replied, yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice for me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Jesse then had Shimei pass, but Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse had seven sons passed before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, are these all your sons you have? They're still the youngest. Jesse answered, he is sending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. Send for him. Will not sit down. Hallelujah. Until he arrives. We will not sit down until he arrives. Hallelujah. So he went, he sent for him and brought him in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome future. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David, Samuel to Ramah. Hallelujah. David anointed with the horn of oil. The horn of oil. And one of the things I want you to pay attention to, hallelujah. Number one, God looks at the heart and not the appearance. Amen? The heart. And we always say that, but I want you to get that right into your spirit. He looks at our heart. He had already chosen David. But as you can see, David was taking care of the sheep, and seven brothers who had a handsome Saul had come in front. And those were not the ones that the Lord chose. Hallelujah. But the Lord chose David. David, think about it. David is taking care of the sheep. He's there. When the Lord chose David, David had to come running. David didn't have time to bathe, to do anything. He didn't have time to, like his brothers, to get prepared or anything. Probably David didn't even know that Samuel was in town. David, in other words, was minding his own business. Many times, when you're called, you're minding your own business calls you. You don't call yourself. God calls you. When you're minding your own business, doing what you're doing, but then God calls you. When God calls David, he and Samuel anointed with the horn of oil. And this is a significant in the vial and the horn. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, where Saul was anointed with the vial, because this is what the people wanted. So he was anointed with that vial. But David was anointed with the horn because he was chosen by God. Amen. When we decide to do things in our own, things the way we want to do it, hallelujah, and the anointing is not there to fulfill God's purpose and plan for your life because you want to do it that way. And God's saying to you, do it the other way. But because we like to do things in our way, I said this before, there's something we want to have control over our lives. But when we surrender our lives to Almighty God, we have given it to him. And he said, do it. God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. Don't even come into comparing yourself with God. We have to do it his way. What he says, it may be foolish to your family, foolish to your pastor, foolish to your apostle, foolish to your grandmother, grandfather, foolish to your children. But God's ways are different from our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. So that's why we must not walk in our own strength. We must not, something that is not good for you, do not go after things. When God said, leave it alone. Don't eat it. Don't do this. Don't do it because Father knows best. God knows best. In the name of Jesus. So David is anointed with that horn. That is an overcomer's anointing that he has. That anointing is anointed. You see what he did with giants, to kill giants, to win battles, to win wars. And the anointing, because God knows that he will go through a lot of things in his life, and a lot of battles he will fight, and a lot of things, but he is an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So the horn of oil will take him throughout. Taking that anointing that was first before he became even a king, before he was anointed king of Judah and king of Israel, the first anointing, that one with the horn of oil that will take him to his life and to fulfill his destiny and his purpose. Amen. In the name of Jesus. David doesn't even know what's happening. Many times when you're called into ministry or called, you don't even know what is going on. Sometimes you don't even know the depths of your calling, you know. And then the Lord calls you, and you do not know what the depth, what is he calling me for? Well, I'm not going to be in a preacher. I don't want to preach. I don't want to do this. I know that's not me. But, you know, God has placed that within you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he knows it. There's a package that you keep to fulfill that's in you. And that scroll will be open as you go through life. And God will go every step of the way and be with you. And the Lord was with David in every battle that David fought, more than 66 battles. Read your Bible. And each battle that David fought, God gave him a different way to defeat the enemy. So the way that you, God will tell you when you have these battles of life and you pray, God will give you a way, a strategy to win the battle. He will give it to you. But then you go back and you win that battle and you pray, he will not give you the same strategy that he gave you yesterday. And that's what happened to David. I don't have time to go. So do I expect him, assume that he's coming with the same way? There was a time he called that there was just the wind, and the wind sounded and hoofs of horses, and the enemy ran away. God does this. So God knows. God knows your enemy. He created him. He knows all these things, and he's ahead of us. That's why we cannot do things in our own strength. We have to depend on him to do these things. And, you know, horn of oil, God's will. Horn of oil, victory, overcomer. Horn of oil, you know, sometimes when you're anointed as pastor, you're anointed as apostle, you think this is a fancy thing. No, it's not fancy. That's the time you get in the mud, really, because you go through a whole lot when you're anointed as a pastor or minister or leader or apostle. The hell break loose, and you think you're coming into a fancy office, you and with all that. No, get ready. You better have your armor on. You better be a warrior. You gotta be ready to pray. And most importantly, you got to be ready to trust God and be obedient to him. It's not you got to be ready, because if we're praying when leaders, we pray for you and praying for this and that and praying for ourselves and our families. Do you think it's easy? No, the enemy comes even more. Amen. In the name of Jesus, but we know that greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in us than he that is the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that we have the overcomer's anointing, that anointing that is David. He had the priesthood anointing. He had the First you started with the leper's anointing, and one day I was teaching the priesthood and the kingship anointing. Amen. In the name of Jesus, when you have the leper's anointing, the priestly anointing, and the kingly anointing, you have an anointing of an overcomer. Amen. In the name of Jesus, will it be easy? No, but you will win every battle if you're obedient and trust in the Lord. The battle, you will win it in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will strengthen you. He will open your eyes to see things that others cannot see. Hallelujah. There are times David was threatened to even destroy. The Lord said, do not touch my anointed. He cut the skirt. You have to be obedient and have a heart towards God to do what he says to do, not what your friends tell you to do, but what God tells you to do. That's why it's so imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we know the voice of God, that we hear the voice of God, and we do not follow the voice of strangers, that we follow the voice of Almighty God. We know the voice. We know for sure beyond a shadow of doubt that it is God. Amen. You know the voice and you follow the voice and do not follow the voice of strangers that come to disguise themselves in different ways. But when you know that voice, it will resonate, the voice of Almighty God, it resonates in your spirit. Your spirit leaps because you know it's the voice of God. Then you heed to the voice of God and do what he has called you to do so that you can overcome these obstacles and overcome things in your life by heeding to his voice, by being obedient. Hallelujah. So you can be anointed with the horn, but and empowered with that horn of oil. Yes, but it just doesn't stop there. You got to do it God's way or no way. You have to do it God's way, not according to man's opinion. Many of you right now, under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, have that anointing upon your life. That horn, God has poured it, the horn of oil, the Father himself has poured that horn of oil on you. And some of you are afraid to even take this first step because you feel embarrassed. People will say stuff because you're a minister and you don't want things to be said. But many of you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, there are some of you that he has called, that he has anointed with the horn of oil. When will you come forth? When will you come forth to do his kingdom purpose? The oil is not supposed to stay. And when oil stays, it flies gather. No, you're supposed to move in the anointing. Some of you are just sitting and waiting for the right time. When will the right time come? Oh, God, teach. I always hear one or two people say, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So, Lord, show me what I'm supposed to do. How in the world? You are anointed. If you're anointed, you ordained or whatever, if you go to the next phase, how do you know? What did the God say? You know what? You're supposed to reach souls for Christ. So, oh, why do I reach souls for Christ? You're in your neighborhood. What do you do? Do you want a Bible study? Do you call people and pray for? So sometimes we're looking for these big assignments, and it's just the little things. You got to start with these little things. And the Lord is prompting you because the Lord needs you. You are connected to so many people that are looking up for you to come forth. Amen. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you, sometimes people say, oh, I don't want this pastor or this leader to anoint me. Yes, you have to be discerning, but sometimes, but God might call this person to anoint you to be a minister, a pastor, or whatever, and it's for your divine assignment. Amen. It is not that pastor anointing you. Remember. It's not the pastor. It's not the apostle. It's not the bishop anointing you. It's something you were ordained before you was even formed in your mother's womb. Something God has already done. What they're doing is they're acknowledging the anointing of God upon your life. It's time to move forward. Don't be stagnant. You can't have the horn of oil and just sit. Who am I speaking to this morning? Stop sitting and waiting. You know the voice of God. Reach out. Reach out and do. You will keep asking God, Lord, what do you want me to do? And before you know it, you're dead. You're 18, 19 years old. And every day you ask God this question, what do you want me to do? There's no one around you. There's no one to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't have neighbors. Are you an island by yourself? You can't. No. Not, there is everyone. Everyone. Everyone have an assignment, and not just one. You have to start first, and the Lord will open different doors for you. And it's not for you to be glorified. It's for God. It's not for you to get the credit. It's for God to get the credit and the glory. Oh, I'm waiting for money. You will never be a minister. If you're waiting for money to be a pastor, if you're waiting for money to be a leader, you're waiting for money, you got to make so much money before you will not be it. You got to take a step of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. You have to trust that God will carry you through. Your ministry will go forward. God will take you through. He will provide according to his riches in glory. Look, God does not, I'm a living testimony. He never lets you down. When he calls you, he provides, he equips. Hallelujah. He doesn't leave you. And God wants us to depend on him and trust him and have faith in him. We didn't need to wait until we got this, until we got. Start, Lord, what's the next door neighbor? What do you want me to do? What do you need me to do? Well, God will show you. Open your eyes and stop looking at things that you're not supposed to be looking at. So God, look around you. What do you need to do? Hallelujah. Look around you. Oh, Apostle, I'm home. I'm babysitting my grandchild, my great-grandchild, my niece, my nephew, my friend's children. What do you do? If you're babysitting your nieces, your nephews, your friends' children, do you know that there's a ministry within itself? Hallelujah. What are you doing? Tell me, are you teaching? Once the parents are Christians are in agreement, are you teaching those children about Christ, or how to pray, how to be polite, how to be quiet? What are you doing? Do you know it? You can have an impact on that child's life. You can't say, I'm not doing anything. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So what up, how about your neighbors? Your next door neighbor that might need help. What are you doing? There's so much to do in the kingdom of God. And that's what the anointing is for. You have an overcomer's anointing. Amen. To do things in the kingdom of God. Overpower. And then you have anointing for this marketplace anointing. There's so much in the kingdom of God to do. Yes, you cannot be bored. You have to go out into the world and do the assignment that God has called you to do. And stop sitting back and not moving forward. God is speaking to someone. You've been sitting. And God's been calling you. He's been calling you. And you've been sitting. Do allow God. I call A, B, C. I call this person, and God will call that person. And you don't get anybody else to do that assignment. But he's chose you, and the assignment will be done, whether you do it or not, in the name of Jesus. But do let God pass you because you refuse to move forward by faith and do what he has called you to do. Don't let that oil anything. Let the oil continuously move and take you from glory to glory, strength to strength, favor to favor, for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to be glorified. It's not about fanciness. It's not about celebration, having a big service. No, they didn't have nothing big for David. He was when God called him. But the first assignment, he was empowered to kill Goliath. That was the first assignment. Then one of the assignments was David, when he played the instrument for Apostle Saul, the demonic spirit that was bugging Apostle Saul. The demonic spirit that was bothering King Saul used to go away when David played on his harp. Amen. In the name of Jesus. David went from step to step, from battles to battles. Yes, he had some issues and problems, but still, he is an overcomer. He was a man after God's heart. And he's fulfilled his purpose and his destiny. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And Father God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will quicken the hearts of those who have been caught and refused to step forward. Father God, let the Holy Spirit quicken their hearts so they can move forward in what you have called them to do, O God. Let them look to you, the author and finisher of, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead and guide each and every one in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you so much for the word. We thank you, Lord, that we look at ourselves and not point fingers at others. In the name of Jesus, to see where we lack in our calling, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so our destiny, oh God, that we can fulfill your purpose in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you for each and every one. Under the sound of my voice, I thank you, Father God, and pray for families that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. I pray that the Holy Spirit will comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we love you. We need you every second. Oh, Holy Spirit, your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Allison, the Lord has a calling upon your life. You need to answer the call in the name of Jesus. That's that you have a calling on your life. Answer the call and move into what he has called you to do. Called you a long time. Do not be afraid. He will be with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So answer that call of God on your life. The Lord has called you, Mary Emma, answer the call on your life in the name of Jesus. Move in your calling in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. We pray that you will quicken their hearts to answer your call on their lives and give them detailed instructions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Have a wonderful day. Take time and read the scripture that I just gave you, 1 Samuel 13. Take time and read it and underline some of the points that reach out in the name of Jesus. Those of you who haven't answered your call, answer your call in Jesus' name. Amen.
Name of Jesus.
your hands to Jesus.
Every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Sing it with me. There's no other name.
There's no other name that I know.
In a
heaven
and
come on, everybody,